repent. Will you repent? Brothers and sisters, I'm repenting. I'm repenting. I'll own my share of the blame for you getting in a backward spiritual condition. But I don't live your spiritual life for you. You must own your portion of the blame. You must repent on your own. And if you will not, if the church will not repent, then we had no idea what is coming. Because we've not yet reached utter devastation. And the gospel offers hope. There's always hope in repenting. There's always hope in turning back to God. There's hope for those here today who have never cried out to God. You're watching all this unfold and wondering what's going on. You'll never understand what's going on outside of Christ. And even inside of Christ, it will not all be clear, but I promise you, inside of Christ, there will be hope. Because there's always the hope that God will relent. God will hear his people. Those who've said, we identify, the Lord's name is on me. He says, if you then will humble yourself. When his people humble themselves, that means we admit. We stop pridefully saying, I'm okay. There's nothing seriously wrong with me. Humble themselves and pray. Pray. You say, well, I do pray. Well, if you pray, help us out at prayer meeting then. Seek my face, which is what prayer is, earnest prayer there. And turn from your wicked ways, a repenting faith. Then I will hear. See, brothers and sisters, I don't think he's hearing us yet. I don't think he's hearing us yet. And it shouldn't be a surprise to us because he's told us what he looks for from us before he will hear and heal. It's not a mystery. He spelled it out. Will you join me in repenting? Will you join me in renewing? Will you join me in recommitting? Will you join me and say, dear God, if no other group of your people on this planet turn to you, we, by your grace and according to your call, we will turn to you. Let's pray. Dear Holy Father, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we read about the devastation of the locust in the days of Joel, and we look around us and we have seen devastation in our own land. Lord, we know we've not seen utter devastation. We've not seen you come in the dark and difficult providences that you are able to bring. And you send us this word today to warn us of what you are capable of. Forgive us when we treat you like some sort of spiritual ATM dispenser. Forgive us when we treat you as if we can give you whatever we want to give you, whenever we want to give it to you. And you'll just be thrilled to take whatever. Lord, help us to be gripped by the clear words of Scripture. Those haunting words, when you say through the prophets, I despise your worship. Oh God, help us to return with all of our hearts to worship in spirit and in truth. Come, wind of God, breathe upon us today. Bring revival to our land, but especially to us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a God who's promised through the dark times to hold us fast if we will cling to him. Let's stand together and sing this as we close today.
I fear my faith will fail. Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, he will hold me fast. And I could never keep my hold through life's fearful path. For my love is often cold, he must hold me fast. He will hold me fast, he will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. Those he saves are his delight. Christ will hold me fast. Precious in his holy sight, he will hold me fast. He'll not let my soul be lost. His promises shall last. Bought by him at such a cost, he will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. For my life he bled and died, Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied, he will hold me fast. Raised with him to endless life, he will hold me fast. Till our faith is turned to sight, when he comes at last. He will hold me fast, he will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. Loves me so, he will hold me fast.
I'm going to get Brother Barry to come and close our time in prayer, if you will, Brother.
Let's pray. Almighty and sovereign God, we do praise you. Thank you for this word. May it prick our hearts. May it move in our hearts to understand our times, to understand what you are doing, and that we would humble ourselves and pray. And even as we're told in 2 Chronicles, if my people, Lord, these are your words, if my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father, these are your words. We praise you. Continue to work in our hearts. Go with us this week, and may we all have an attitude focused on you and your ways and your words. May your name be glorified. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.